December 5th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, if you are devoted to these messages and believe in the source of the messages, then it behooves you to become the messages to those around you. Be an example of one who is educated in holy love. Always be an example of patience and charity towards others. Support the truth at all costs. My son died for the truth. Be certain that this is one way you will be judged as to how you spend your eternity." There are many ways of spreading these messages. More than propagating the printed messages and speaking about them, I expect you yourselves to represent the messages by the way you live your lives. To live in holy love means you place me first and others second in your hearts. Self is last. Pray for the help to do this. Accept your crosses for love of me and my son. The more you try to live these messages, the more I will help you. It is what is in your hearts when you die that determines your eternity. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.